tunnel beneath the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
ABC's Kristen Thorne. President Biden calling for an end to the Israel-Hamas war, saying he believes a ceasefire deal is close. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says, quote, whoever murders hostages doesn't want a deal. Here in the U.S., in Mississippi, 7 killed, 37 others injured, and a bus crash, a child among the dead. The bus overturned early Saturday morning on a highway near Vicksburg. Witnesses say the victims were thrown from the bus. And power's being cut intentionally in Rancho Palos Verdes, a neighborhood in Southern California, starting at noon today. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The site of the former General Motors plant in Janesville has been empty for 15 years. The city is applying for a federal grant to spur new and more sustainable development there. Here's Mike Moan.
The city of Janesville will host a trio of public listening sessions in September as it prepares to apply for a $20 million EPA grant that focuses on environmental justice. The city's economic development director, Jim Z. Cuborn, says as they try to reimagine the old General Motors and JATCO site, they want surrounding neighborhoods experiencing low incomes and other side effects to have a brighter future.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of the asphalt and fences falling over, and so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
She says that could include new energy-efficient housing and the possibility of solar projects. The GM site was demolished just prior to the pandemic, and this specific EPA grant doesn't deal with needed soil cleanup work. But Cuborn touts the importance of pursuing environmentally friendly development so that neighborhoods don't have to deal with things such as excessive stormwater runoff from these old sites. Cuborn says cities like Janesville aren't alone in confronting this problem.
There are multiple sites throughout the United States where we've seen things offshored, some things reshore, and communities are sitting on these blighted assets.
Janesville has encountered roadblocks, including working with a private company and getting the GM site fully free of contamination and its remaining concrete removed. And a recent Brookings Institution report outlined how the area has been able to survive without solely relying on heavy manufacturing. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Colin Ray pitched his 12th victory of the year, and the Brewer bats were hot again on their way to a 9-5 win against the A's in the Oakland Coliseum. It's another series win, but Pat Murphy says there's work left to be done.
We haven't taken care of business yet, but I think we're somewhat fortunate today. But, you know, again, I like that our ball club just keeps going, and we base ran pretty well there in that last inning. We hustled, you know what I mean? And instead of being tired, it's 130 games in and just jogging, you know, like, we hustled.
NFL, the Packers beat the Ravens at Lambeau Field 30-7, but the place kicker competition remains up in the air. Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson each converted field goals from beyond 50 yards out, but later Carlson shanked one wide right on a 32-yard attempt. Matt LaFleur.
Both those guys went in there and hit a 54-yarder and a 55-yarder, and then there's a poor moment there where we miss a chip shot.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A beautiful Sunday on the way. Sunny skies, north winds, and highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, quite cool, mostly clear, upper 40s early Monday morning, but recovering nicely on your Labor Day afternoon. Sunny skies, highs in the mid 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
And he was talking to the Lord just like he'd be talking to a friend. Well, sir, he said in a voice calm and quiet, them corn tassels need sacking, but I got no string to tie it. Had no rain in so long that the fields is mighty dusty. It's been so unbearable hot that the kids are even getting fussy. Now that grass down in the pasture should be knee high. If we could just have a little shower, Lord, it might keep the cow from going dry. Listen to me talk and you'd think I wasn't grateful. Why, if you didn't know me so well, Lord, you'd think I was downright hateful. You'd think I forgot about the new calf that you sent, the money in the mail that took care of the rent, Ma's cold is better and Johnny's home from the Navy, and that good Sunday dinner of chicken dumplings and gravy. The new preacher you sent us, Lord, he sure is a fine young man. Why, he's just converting them sinners to beat the band. Well, guess I'll be moseying along, Lord. Won't take no more of your time. Guess there's plenty of folks hereabouts waiting to ring your line. Evening to you, Lord, and watch over us tonight. And don't you worry none about us, Lord, because everything's going to be just all right.
One night, I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One set belonged to me, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life. This really bothered me, so I questioned the Lord about it. One set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you promised me you'd hold my hand. Tell me why, in the troubled times, I look back and only find one set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you most, you should leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I was carrying you. One set of footprints in the sand. Oh yes, at last I understand.
It was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but held it up with a smile. "What am I offered, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding for me? $1? $1? $2? Only $2? $2. Who'll make it $3? $3 once? $3 twice? Going for $3? But no. From the back of the room, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tuning up the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. The music stopped, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, and who'll make it $2? $2,000, and who'll make it $3? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, and going and gone, said he. Some people cheered, but some of them cried, "We do not understand. What changed its worth?" Then someone replied, "The touch of the master's hand." So many a man with life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once and going twice. He's going and almost gone. But then the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.
And the music of the star. Last week, we talked about the word never. What a scary word in some ways, but always can be scary too. And I thought we'd do some thinking on that.
I'll be loving you. With a love that's true, always. When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand, always, always. Days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day. Not for just a year, but always.
Whenever it's early twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do, not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, really you stolen by. And if I hear a melody, merely the way
Dinah Shore.
Day after day, I'll always love you. Live just to say, I'll always love you. Dear one, your nearness is my treasure. Dear one, your kiss is rich as wine, and it's mine, yes, it's mine, the wonder of you. Yours, love, is yours because I love you. To you I give my heart, so madly, madly beating, with every breath repeating, I'll always love you so. My treasure.
From the very first Dean Martin Jerry Lewis picture. My Friend Irma, the late 40s, 49 it was, in fact, Harry Zimmerman's orchestra with Dinah Shore. The word always, it's kind of a follow-up to last week's never. Which word scares you the most? Turned out the word always, which is an adverb, started out in the mid-14th century. A lot of times people use the word, they're exaggerating. Huh? You always say this. You always do that. You always. I'll always. Isn't it always? If you go to work regularly at the same time, after everybody else has already sat down, there's your boss. Hey, you're always late. Even if you're only late once a year. Always indeed. It's the music of the stars for Labor Day. Okay, a day early. And no, it's not the beginning of fall, all right? Don't get me started on that. Is summer that short? That people have to make it shorter. Well, that's the end of September. But I know reality. With people, sometimes it's always... Ah, oh, there I go again. The music of the stars, live on the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN, Radio Park, Racine. On AM and FM. Very early Doris Day. Les Brown.
Honestly, there is no night can't hide you from my sight. In dreams you see, I'll always be with you.
Kids asleep, honey?
Sound asleep. Oh, Jim, I need you to take Tommy to practice tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Oh, and don't forget my mother. She's coming over to dinner Friday.
Right.
Did you get the car fixed?
Yes. It was a lot less than what I thought it was
going to be. Oh, good, good,
good. Got it. These will be ready in about 2 weeks.
All right, thanks. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Deb, I love you. What's wrong?
I said nothing, Jimbo, all right?
Come on, Deb. What did I do?
Okay. How about I'm the only girl at the prom wearing a wrist corsage instead of a beautiful bouquet to match my stunning top and a one-of-a-kind gown?
Oh, I thought you'd like it. It's called a nosebud.
Try nosegay, yes, and a half. And why would you think I would like it? No one else is wearing one. Everyone's staring at me. Everyone thinks... Oh, my God. You didn't even pick it out, did you? Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
My mom did! She loves you, and I didn't want to get the wrong thing! Damn!
Oh, my God!
God!
Oh, my God!
Damn!
My
Damn!
God. Excuse me, Rocky Balboa, but I'm embarrassed enough as it is! You caused the scene, and you're dead! Oh, great! One of my favorite songs!
Come on, Deb, let's dance!
No!
Come on, Deb, I love you! Let's dance!
Will Ferrell and
I've forgotten you.
The thrill of Broadway's curtain call.
I've forgotten you. Yes, I've closed the book of memory. No more yesterdays for me. No remembering.
Dancing cheek to cheek at Mardi Gras.
Can't recall
and
a thing.
The jukebox at our favorite bar.
Now I laugh. Can't even dream a kiss. My heart can hear a song that once we thought so sweet and never miss a beat. Yes, it can. So I dream no
Roasting
more.
Roasting chestnuts by an open fire.
Yes, I've closed
Singing
the door.
Singing Christmas carols with a choir.
Wish I knew if you've forgotten too. Just as I've forgotten. On December afternoons, wish I knew if you've forgotten too.
just as I've forgotten.
Carousels and wishing wells, moonlight walks and popping corks.
Just as I've forgotten you.
There's Doris, 1950, and now, for the loyal opposition, Francis Albert Sinatra. This is from his early Columbia days. On the Air. The Music of the Stars. October 9, 1946.
This isn't sometimes. This is always. This isn't maybe. This is always. This is love. The real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness. A passing glow. A moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night there. You tied a string around my heart. So can I forget you? With every kiss I know that this is the end of the rainbow, there's happiness. And to find it, how often I've tried. But my life is a race, just a wild goose chase. And my dreams have all been denied. Why have I always been a failure? What can the reason be? I wonder if the world's to blame. I wonder if it could be me. Chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all of mine. Fellas look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. Chasing rainbows.
thought I'd do a turn on the word always. 14th century, the word began to be in popular use. Obviously, it's a contraction of some other words. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, sorry about that dead air in the beginning, for more than one reason. We got a brand new studio here on the Music of the Stars, WRJN Racine. And it's a pleasure and an honor to have this, oh, that group? Somebody said, what is that group? That is the Kirby Shaw All Girls Choir. Aren't they good? Let's get that back on again. Or are we? I'm getting used to the controls. I'm always getting, there's that word, always. Oh, let me tell you something else. Racine's local news and Stuart J. Waddles right here. I've known Stuart 15 years. We worked together in radio before that. But for 97 years, WRJN has covered the country, the state, the city, the county, and the neighborhoods we all live in. And twice an hour, weekdays with Stuart J. Waddles, local news, timeless hits, 24 hours a day on WRJN when it covers to covering sports. Nobody's better than our own award-winning team. That's Mike Clemens with the recaps of Brewers, Badgers, Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Now, Mike, he's on every hour, every weekday on WRJN on AM and FM. What did I have for you? Tony Bennett. Oh, yeah, he worked with Kermit the Frog, would you believe it? No, seriously. Where did I have that? I think I'm going. Oh, here it is. Let's get Kermit on here. That guy's got a certain style. Speaking of rainbow.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me, all of heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Today.
Well, Tony, sometimes I guess I get a little more blue than green.
Well, I think I have a song that could help you out.
Oh, boy.
How about this? It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful than that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. People tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring. Green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be. It could make you wonder why, but
yeah.
Why wonder why?
Yeah. I am green,
uh-huh.
And it'll do fine. You know, it's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be. That was beautiful, Tony. Thank you. Hey, Tony,
yeah.
I think tape is still rolling. Could we do a song together?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love Miss Piggy. Could we do one for Miss Piggy?
Well, sure. I'm glad you love Miss Piggy because it takes a lot of pressure off of me.
The music of the stars. Don't worry, we're getting to our Labor Day show. I like this one, The Word Always. And nobody ever did anything better than did Dorsey. From Hollywood. Romance on the High Seas.
I'll never stop loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will beat the way it does each time we meet. The night doesn't question the stars that appear skies, so why I question the stars that appear in my eyes. Of this I'm more than just sure. My love will last and endure.
Music of the Star, the Letterman.
I love you.
Irving Berlin, the classic.
I'll be loving you always with a love that's true. Always when the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand.
Okay, a quick break for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Labor Day in advance. Now that's tomorrow. And as for fall, don't get me started. Still 3 weeks away, but Labor Day's tomorrow. Songs about work, now don't forget. It all work. It all ain't, now put your back into it.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.